Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 134 of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography. Well, this episode of Camera Position is a sort of a part two, the second part of a short series of podcasts about how we can get our work off the wall, not in a framed and matted position, but off the wall and other methods of distributing our work to viewers, getting it under the eyes of viewers, off the wall and under the eyes. So in the last episode, I spent some time talking about MagCloud, and I had a few responses from you, which is always great to hear from people. And I also had a number of people download the MagCloud publication, the free MagCloud publication. So thank you so much for doing that. And I even had a few people thank you very much for downloading the paid physical copy. And I'd be really interested to hear what you had to say about the product that you received in the mail. So if you got one, send me a note and let me know. But today I wanted to talk about ebooks. The downloadable PDF of the MagCloud is one thing, but what about ebooks? What about the multimedia, the media-rich capabilities of ebooks? So this week I produced a body of work that I have produced now in ebook format. I used Apple's iBooks Author to produce a book of photographs, but also a video piece with audio. And I'm fascinated by the idea that these media-rich books can contain not only images and text, but also can contain video, and video and sound and other kinds of elements that enrich the experience for the viewer. This is a body of work that I produced again on the shores of Lake Superior, but this time a body of work called The Lakeshore in Winter, a body of work that I produced last January when I was able to spend a week on the cold shores of Lake Superior in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. And so I produced a number of photographs and have edited down what I felt were the best and most coherent group of those pictures. But I also produced a video set to poetry by Robert Frost about the world of ice and about the world of fire. So, like many of us, what I had done here is produced a number of photographs that I was proud of, that I liked, that I enjoyed making and enjoyed editing through and sifting down to the pictures that I thought were most appropriate and most indicative of the story that I wanted to tell. And I'd also produced this video, and I began to think about, well, how can I put these things together in some sort of an exhibition-type format that would make some sense? And so I discovered that this iBook format, an e-publication, might be just the perfect spot to bring this project to conclusion. A small project, to be sure, but one that really would not have had any other life beyond my hard drive if I had not produced this body of work on an e-book. So I looked around and looked at different book publishing formats, and I settled on the iBooks Author format, partly because I'm a Mac user and the software itself to produce these books is free. So I settled on that because it was something that I could use right away and explore the idea of producing one of these books. So I know that there are other formats of ebooks out there, Android platform and Kindle platform and so forth, and there are other authoring solutions. At the present time, this piece only exists on the iPad or on the current version of the Mac operating system, Mavericks, which now has the iBooks store built into it. And of course, that's one of our considerations when we think about these ebook publications, because there are so many standards out there for all of the standards that exist for making these kinds of ebooks. So in some ways, I'm sort of thinking about it as if I'm having an exhibition of my work in a city that not everybody lives in. So while there are lots and lots of iPads out there, there are also lots and lots of other kinds of devices, and I'm aware of that, and I'm aware that that by sort of closing the door, as it were, on Android platform users and other users, at least I know that I'm going to have a lot of people who are on the iPad and on the Macintosh platform be able to see this body of work. So for those of you who are on the Macintosh or iPad platforms, take a look at this free e-publication. You can find it by looking for me, Jeff Curto, in the iBook store, or you can find it by a link on the cameraposition.com blog, or I'll put a link also in the PDF for those of you who are using the Camera Position app. I'll put a link right in there for you. So for those of you who are on these platforms, take a look and let me know what you think. For those of you who are not on these platforms, you're on the Android platform or you're on the Kindle platform, find out what it is that you could use to author a multi-touch, media-rich publication, and think about the kind of body of work that you might put into one of these, and begin to explore that idea of getting the work off the walls. Off the walls, off the gallery wall, out of the living room, and into the hands and under the eyeballs of people who you might want to have take a look at the work that you're producing. It is a wonderful world that we live in, which has so many different possibilities of publishing and putting work out in front of people. So let's explore some of these ideas and see what ways we can have that are new and different ways of pushing work out into the public and seeing what people are interested in looking at. As a sort of side note here, I have just two spots left in my Tuscany Photography Workshop for August of 2014, the first week of August, August 2nd through 9th. So if you're interested in learning some more about that, there's just two spots left, and you can find out more information at photographitaly.com. Well, thanks for joining me, and we'll look at new ideas about getting work off the wall in a subsequent episode of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography.